This is program number LW2231. Well, I want to talk to you about something today I've not talked about before, at least not at length. Hi, this is Larry West. It happened one night. A British soldier was caught creeping back to his quarters from the nearby woods. He was taken before his commanding officer and charged with holding communication with the enemy. The soldier said, "Not so, sir." He said, "I went into the woods to pray." "You must be kidding." "But that was his only defense." "Down on your knees and pray now," roared the officer. "You never needed it so much." Well, the British soldier expected immediate death. He fell to his knees and poured out his heart in prayer. The officer standing there listened to the soldier a few moments and finally said, "Soldier, you may go. I believe your story." He said, "If you hadn't drilled so often, you could not do so well at review." Got a challenge for you today. It may sound a little far out, but I'd like to even dare you. In the face of what all the rest think about it, spend a little time sharing a little of yourself with God, and do it in prayer. Don't be like the efficiency expert who says his prayers only once a year, and that's on New Year's Day. The rest of the time, he just jumps into bed and says, "Ditto." Too many of us don't even take that much time. You know, he who fails to pray doesn't cheat God. He cheats himself. Have you ever checked yourself into a really nice, luxurious hotel? You know, there all you have to do is pick up the phone and somebody is ready and waiting to bring you breakfast, lunch, dinner, a chocolate milkshake, whatever you want. Or by another motion of the wrist, you can telephone for someone to come and get your dirty shirt. We'll take it away and transform it into a clean one. They'll come get your rumpled suit and bring you back a nice pressed one. Now that, I think, is what a lot of us people think all that prayer is. We've made God into the image of the divine bellhop. Prayer is, for us, the ultimate in room service. All we have to do is punch the right numbers. And what's better is, there's no tipping. Everything is charged to that great credit card in the sky. I mean, you know, after all, I didn't ask to be born, did I? So why shouldn't God wait on me? One night, a little girl surprised her mother, though, when at the end of her little prayer, she said, "And now, God, what can I do for you?" Someone has said, the pulse of prayer is praise. The heart of prayer is gratitude. The voice of prayer is obedience. The arm of prayer is service. It's time we as a nation, all of us individuals, get back on our knees and pray. We would have many fewer conflicts with our fellow man if we would only wrestle with God in prayer. You see, nothing can so quickly cancel the frictions we have against one another as prayer can. Someone has said, praying hearts are forgiving hearts. Anger can't live in the atmosphere of prayer. When you pray today, and I hope you will, if it's in the morning, pray, "Good morning, God. I love you. What are you up to today? I want to be a part of it." One day, one kid said to another, "It may be unconstitutional, but I always pray before a test." So today, like that student, you might want to pray, "Help me, Lord, not because I deserve it, but because I so desperately need it." Here's a good one. Be sure to pray this: "Lord, make me more like yourself and less like myself." Listen, when my God gives me everything, why shouldn't I spend time leaning on him, communicating with him? Consider this. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He gives me rest. He leads me beside the still waters. He gives me refreshment. He restores my soul. He gives me forgiveness. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He gives me guidance. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. He gives me companionship. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. He gives me comfort. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. He gives me sustenance. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. He gives me joy. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He gives me all I need in this life, you see. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He gives me all I need in the life to come. What more could you ask for? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.